Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Psalm 18, verse 6, book captured and blessed my heart the other morning in my Bible study time. It reads this way, "In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears." The phrase which would best encapsulate the verse's impression upon me could be stated, "Not my hollering, but his hearing." Think with me, first of all, about my hollering. And surely yours parallels this. My experience very clearly echoes the psalmist expression. In my distress, oh, that's so often true, I experience distress of mind, of body, and distress of soul. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. The Lord, my heavenly director, my sovereign. That distress of mind, body, and soul sends me scurrying to God, doesn't it you? And that burdened heart loosens my lips so that I call upon him. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. Unto my God, my Creator, both natural and spiritual. Unto my God, the Omnipotent One. I cried unto my God. There's intensity of appeal in that phrase. There's an anguished heart pictured there. Again, both so characteristic of my cries to the Lord. Now, my hollering in times of distress is very much to be expected. The wonder is found, however, in God's hearing. His hearing, so beautifully pictured in the last of this verse. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. The wonder. He heard my voice out of his temple. His temple, which is so high. His temple, which is so immense. And in contrast, my voice is so puny and insignificant. The wonder. And my cry came before him. Yes, my voice, your voice, they waft into his presence. Our call invades his dwelling place. My cry came before him, even unto his ears. Again, the wonder. Our voices don't just echo around the marble walls. They don't just bounce on the golden streets. Our cry isn't ignored, and it's not put on hold as some of our telephone calls are here on earth. But no, his ear hears, his heart responds. Ah, what wonder! Not in my hollering, but surely in his hearing.
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.